It is Saturday morning on the Mighty 790 KFGO, just after 11 o'clock a.m., and that means it's time for another award-winning edition of Mike McFeely Outdoors. Okay, we haven't won any awards yet, but we will. Here on the Mighty 790 KFGO, we're going to switch things up a little bit this week, and instead of going to Doug Lear to kick off our program, Doug is unavailable this week, so we're going to kick it off with, instead, our favorite guest of today, Jeff Katzer of Woodland Resort on Devil's Lake, Mitchell's Guide Service, and Warrior Boats, and indeed his appearances every week on McFeely Outdoors are sponsored by Warrior Boats out of Melrose, Minnesota. Hello, sir. How are you?
Well, hello, Uncle Michael. I'm doing absolutely fishy.
Absolutely fishy.
Yeah, and that, you know, people say ducky, I'm fishy.
And, well, that must mean you're catching fish then on Devil's Lake.
We are. It's been really fun this last week since we last talked. It has been really good. We still have, you know, I'm not going to lie, we still have some houses that suffer every day. And sometimes it's lack of fish in that area. For some reason, the school hasn't come through yet, or it's difficult because people are using like 5-pound weighted hooks and, you know, depth charges and,
yeah,
and things like that. Or it might even be a little bit of alcohol impairment, which has seemed to hit a high this week. It must be alcohol drinking awareness week or something.
Oh, you're not getting those guys in the fish houses who are pounding beer, are they?
Well, we've even had some guys try to make their own reefs out of beer bottles this last week.
Oh, so goodness gracious.
You know what? No matter what lake you are, or river or stream or any outdoor deal you're at, don't do that. That's just not right. But, yes, we've had that too.
I don't mean to tell people how to live their lives, but let me have 30 seconds to do exactly that. If you are going to go to Devil's Lake and have a chance to catch jumbo perch and walleyes and pike up to 15, 18 pounds, why would you waste that time in life? Why waste that time on earth by getting hammered in a fish house?
Exactly.
I know you're away from the wife and kids. I know you're out there in the middle of a lake and you can do, you think, whatever you want. But you have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to catch these perch and walleye. Why waste it getting hammered? It doesn't make any sense to me, Jeff.
No, it doesn't. We've actually gone pretty hardcore on some of that stuff this year. Eric Bentwall, one of my guides, he was taking some guys out, and it was early in the morning, and they still had it in them, let's say, from the night before. He opens the door to let the guy in, turns around to let another guy in. The other guy's already laying on the floor, and he laid there the rest of the day.
Nice.
So that doesn't sound fun to me. Now, I'm 45 years old. I've never gotten drunk in my life. Maybe I'm missing out on something. I don't know. But
I'm no teetotaler, and that's, I mean, you've fished with me enough, and we fished together that, again, I'm not telling anybody how to live their life. That's not my job. But when I like to fish when I fish.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to, I can sit in my lazy boy in Oakport Township, you know, 50 miles from the nearest lake and drink beer if I want. I can do that any place.
Exactly.
But if I'm out in a boat or in a fish house, I want to fish.
Yeah, no. And, you know, it's not like they're breaking a bank. $100 a day gets you a place to stay here, a heated ice house, bait. We slap you back and forth, the whole ball of wax, whatever you need. Let's try to fish a little bit. So we've suffered a little bit because of that. And you know what? Party on, Garth. I'm still okay with it as long as you're okay with it, you know, because it does impair the fishing and just trying to hold the rod steady. It's been an interesting week. I got to tell you, I got stories. We'll talk about them in summer when we're in the boat together, but I've got stories from this week that they're toppers. Let me tell you, they're good ones.
Well, and again, if people are spending their money, if that's the, you know, Woodland Resort is not saying that you can't drink you're not saying
Absolutely.
That at all. It's your money. You can do what you want. It's your time. If you're renting the fish house, as long as you don't damage anybody's property, you can do whatever you want. But that's just not what I choose to do, I guess. So I'll leave it at that. I'll leave it at that and people can do what they want. I've heard a rumor. I have heard a rumor that somebody caught a 2 3/4 pound perch. Is that possible?
2.7 on the scale.
2.7.
So, to me, the way I read the scale, 2.8 is 2.5 pounds. So 2.7 is just under 2.5 pounds. So 2.7 on the scale. It was, believe this one, under 15 inches, just like the one I had. Mine was not 2.7. Mine was just in the McFeely category of the 1.9 area. Or as you say, yeah, just under 2.
Just under and, 2. I always get 2 in there. Just under 2.
Yeah. And but Travis Ellsberger, he is the bartender here at the Cove Lakeside. And my goodness, yeah, it's the biggest one I think he's caught. I haven't had a chance to really talk to him, but not a lot of people catch 2.7s. It's absolutely told. Go on Woodland Resort Facebook. He is on there smiling with his big Perchapalooza 2014 monster. We are getting some nice ones, too, out of the houses. I had just two guys yesterday. We moved them. It was a little slow. Got on a pot of perch, set them up. They had their full limit of 40. Plus, this is a bonus round. They got their 10 walleyes in 2 hours.
Oh, they're catching walleyes with the perch.
Yep. And that's the sign. To me, this is a sign that the walleyes are saying, you know what? The sun's staying out longer. We need to be thinking about stuff like getting fat to make babies. So I think the same thing we did last. Remember when Tommy caught the 12-pounder, the 32-incher?
Yes.
Same thing. Catching all these nice-sized walleyes in with the perch. Now, the bad thing is, we all know what I'm going to say next, is when they're in the 40 to 50 foot of water, even if you bring them up swole, they end up perishing because they've got the bladder in the mouth, the eyeballs are popped out. And I'm not going to tell anybody what to do with their fish, so a lot of them are going home and being mounted on the wall. Like, we had a 28 that went home, same thing. He's like, this is the biggest wall I've ever seen in my life, and really can't return them. But we're getting a lot of the 13 to 16-inch varieties, which are perfect eaters.
Yes.
Out of this lake. That's what I prefer. And they're right in there with the – get this. We caught like a 16-incher with probably about a 6-inch perch jammed in its mouth, and we still caught it because the fin was – you could still see the fin.
So oh, really?
It right out with a forceps. I'm like, well, how big is this thing? And I pull it out, and the guy looked at me like I just stepped on his puppy. I'm like, oh, did I do something wrong? Oh, well, I guess not. So we've had a good time. It's been great. And, you know, the weather this last week, we were in the mid-30s. We were above freezing for 2 days.
I know. But think about that. Where people are partying like it's 1999 because it was above 30 for a couple of days.
Hey, nice Prince insert. I'm impressed.
Yeah, well, I'm well-rounded in my musical tastes.
There you go. But it has been wonderful. It really has. Had some pike people. Hey, we even had a guy come. I'm not saying we're doing this, but we had a guy come and do a little spearing. And so we got a spear house going for him, and he smoked a 36.5-incher, probably around 12, 13-pounder.
Now, when you say he smoked it, you mean the northern pike, right? He wasn't smoking
yeah,
it? He
speared it.
Okay. Because with the way the world is going right now in Washington and Colorado and other places, if you say he smoked a big one, might be talking about something else. Oh, yeah,
yeah, we had guys from Colorado here that had to deal with that, too.
Hey, we need to take a break, Jeffrey. Jeff Katz are with us here on Mike McFeely Outdoors. I'm going to keep him around for one more segment on this terrific Saturday morning in Fargo, Moorhead. You are listening to the Mighty 790 KFGO, and I am Mike McFeely.
It's a good thing. Rain makes cold.